A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So here we are.
Here we bloody are.
A bonus episode
of
Private Parts for your birthday.
I tell you, it's my birthday today. I'm very excited. We've got my
39.
My other half. My ball and chain. My
Your better half.
My better half. My lover of life.
What?
My Adam to my Eve. No, my Eve to my Adam.
The apple to your eye. Yeah.
The apple of my eye.
Oh, the apple of your eye.
Eloise Agostinelli.
Again.
What do you mean again?
Your daughter.
She could be my daughter.
Child.
Let's intro you. She could be my daughter. She was just being born when I was buying my first condom on the way to Normandy on a ferry.
At 10.
PM in the evening.
Did you buy it? Well, how?
Yeah, I think I bought my first condom at 10, 11, 10 years old. Yeah, I think I was 10 years old.
We spoke about this on the last podcast.
But it's my birthday today, so we thought we'd do a little bonus episode for you guys. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. We have Francis, obviously. Hey, Francis.
What's up?
And we have Eloise. Listeners.
Yo.
We had a very funny moment actually coming over here, Francis, where we basically, we were in a car, we were in an Uber.
Yeah.
Coming to the train station to go and get the train.
Yeah, you told me the story already.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling, I'll tell the listeners, shall I?
All right, okay.
So we're coming to the train station and we were in an Uber and...
You said this bit already.
Okay, and we had, as we got in the car, I had a tea in my hand, Elle had a coffee, and we had some cookies in the back. It's my birthday, you want the cookies, you kind of treat yourself. And the Uber driver turned around to have a look, and I mean, he sort of gave a weird odd look at us. And I said, look, don't worry, sir, it's all right. Don't worry about it. If I spill anything, I'll pay you, and I promise we won't spill anything. And
making a really big deal about the fact that we will not spill a thing.
Made a huge deal about it. And then as we drove to the train station, I suddenly look over at Elle, and she does this. I've never seen so much shock and hurt and everything in her eyes as she dropped all of the coffee.
Boiling hot.
All over her lap. So I
What was it, black coffee?
Black coffee.
Oh, wow.
So I suddenly froze and
that's
I was
so
on the phone.
Hot, black coffee.
So hot. It was the most painful thing.
It was steaming up off the seats. You saw it steaming off
the seats. Didn't give a shit. He was on the phone asking me to be quiet.
No, I wasn't. I saw this coffee go everywhere. And I went, oh my God. I went, Elle, should I tell him? And Elle just went, no, don't tell him. But then we did tell him, didn't we?
You did. I was just you. I told Jamie I've never felt more alone because he has this like power where he can just make someone feel very lonely despite of
how.
How
do I make you feel lonely?
You made me feel very much on my own.
Oh no!
Well, how did I make you?
I was alone with my burning hand, and you were laughing at me, taking stories on Instagram, calling me a drama queen, insinuating that I'm not actually in pain.
Jamie, that's so, you're so heartless.
No, did it hurt so a lot?
After I made him, I brought him a cake to bed with candles. I got him a nice gift. I made sure everything was going perfectly on his birthday, and he couldn't be fucked to help me when I'm like boiling, burning.
I did help you.
No.
Yeah, I did. Well,
it's kind of like an intervention.
It's not like an intervention.
We're trying to fix you, Jamie. No. We're going to sort your life out.
No, I don't.
Or help me sort myself out when I'm in need.
I feel like there are a lot of times when I look after you a lot of times. So,
really? Like when?
Okay, what about the time when you, were put in prison? I came and bailed you out then.
I was never in prison. You're probably confusing me with another girl.
Have you ever been put in prison, Francis?
No.
You've never been put in prison?
Never.
Ever?
No.
Have you? Yeah, you have. You're I have face.
No, I haven't. What's an I have face?
He hasn't, bit of an I have face. Oh, yeah. Also, can we also think about this? Okay, birthdays, right? So I've turned 30 today, right?
Five.
No, I've turned 30 today. Francis, what do you feel different now that you're 30?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What do you mean you feel different?
All right, I feel like I'm a real man.
Oh, you didn't? You felt more of a woman before?
I was a boy. I was but a boy.
And so now you feel like...
And now I'm older than you, so I'm going to boss you around and stuff.
You're not older than me.
Yeah, I am.
You were both 30.
Yeah, but I was 30 before you. That's quite a big deal.
Yeah, but we're now 30 together, so...
Yeah, but obviously, you should respect your elders, so...
Well, I definitely don't respect you.
You don't respect me?
No, but as in, like, not because you're older than me, because you do act like you... We had this conversation where I'm like, yeah, you're 30, but you have... You have this ability.
Eloise, actually, today we're walking down the street, and we're talking about
sex.
We're talking about sex, and what did you say? I was like, you said,
oh wait, yeah, they always say that the way you dance is the way you have sex.
So I was going down the road and I was dancing, and I was like, like dancing that. And Elle said, the way you dance is normally how you have sex. And I went, oh, really? And she went, you're just quite quick and fast.
I said, you're a fast dancer.
You'd be known as a fast dancer. Yeah. I was like, what?
Well, you like it quick and easy.
No, I don't like it quick and easy.
Yeah, you do. You claim you like to romance and like get it on, but really you just want to just get it done.
No, I don't think that's quite right.
I would know, wouldn't I?
You just think I quite like it just to get done
to
and over.
Just get it done and over with.
God, we're learning so much about you, Jamie.
Because I don't turn him on. This is how he is anyways, by the way.
So what else does he do that upsets you?
Not much, to be honest.
He gaslights you. Gaslights.
What's gaslighting? What's that?
It's where you like make her think she's gone crazy.
Oh, he farts on my face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I actually spoke about this when Eloise farted. I told you this. Eloise. Look at her like, no. When Eloise, she farted and it fucking stank. Like, it was so smelly.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it was so smelly. But then I told you this, I said this on the last podcast, I farted in the night and I wake you up and you went, oh, God.
Literally woke me up.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys fart on each other so much.
But hold on, Francis, let's have a think about this. So now that you've turned 30, right, and we're both 30 years old, what things do you want to achieve? Like, what are your things that you're grateful for and the things, I tell you, let's back in your 20s, what things do you do right and what things do you do wrong, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot, your 20s is for learning, you know, as much as everyone likes to think, oh yeah, you know, I want to make a huge success of my 20s, that's not always like necessarily what you expect it to be. I think you need to take profit from your loss as well, you know, in life.
Also, what I was talking to a friend of ours on the phone earlier, and I was talking to him about the fact that now that I'm 30, there's, you know, if I suddenly died now, right, people, it wouldn't be like, oh, God, he had so much potential. It's like, no, it's like that bit's past now because I'm older. It's not like, oh, God, he had so much potential. It's like, no, he should have fulfilled his potential.
But I disagree. I think generally your 30s are really where you actually build your life. And actually, that's why I think...
But that's when you start building your life.
Your 20s is like, especially the foundation for you then to attack your life in your
30s. I have so much time ahead.
You do, actually.
Yeah, you have so much time.
You do. You've got your whole 20s. And actually...
It is reassuring, specifically because I choose not to use my 20s in the same way as a normal 20-year-old might, because I realized from like my friends.
What are you going to use them for?
Well, just to be a bit more in advance, I think, and just start planning ahead. just because that's what I've always wanted to do. Like, partying and everything is fun, but it's not, like, my main focus, which is not the case for most 20-year-olds
that
I know.
What are you planning ahead for?
Just my future, my, like, career-wise, family-wise, you know.
Oh, are you freezing your eggs?
No, I don't need to freeze my eggs. I think my eggs are nice and fresh. We're 20 years old, thank God.
Would you ever freeze your eggs?
I would, yeah.
And do what with them?
Well, let's say I'm like 35, right, and I still can't find the right man. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a bit earlier, like 30, and I still can't find the right man. I'd have to freeze my eggs because I would want to, you know.
Would you be surprised if you're suddenly 35 and you weren't married with any guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
25.
You know when you just know
25
you're...
or 30?
No, 35. You know when you just know your calling?
Yeah.
Like, what? Someone, like, would be born knowing, you know, I will become an actress, or I will be president of the United States, or whatever.
I was like, I'm going to be a wife.
No, not a wife, but I know I'm going to be a mom.
I think it's the most noble calling for a woman to raise a family. I mean, it's a full-time job as well, raising children.
Yeah, I mean, I would
raising children
have a career.
Properly as well, because so many people, you know, and there's so much, I think, pressure on women today to want to go out and achieve a lot in a career sense of the word.
Yeah.
But actually, like, raising children properly and raising good children is a full-time job. It's difficult. It's not an easy thing to, and it takes a lot of focus and hard work.
But I'm going back to my original point of, like, potential. Now, if we look at X Factor, I'm in the over 20s. I'm in the we're both in the top group, which is slightly weird.
In the X Factor?
If we were in X Factor, we would be in the top group. We wouldn't be, like, the young ones. We'd be the old ones.
You'd be that, Simon Cowell at the corner.
You know the group that we watch on X Factor, and it goes, like, when they get told who they're going to look after, are you going to look after the bands, are you gonna look after the girls, are you gonna look after the boys, and someone gets the old ones, and when they ever get the old ones, they always go like, oh, yes, yes. It's like that delayed response, because you know you're never gonna win, because you've got like Wagner or whoever on your side. We're now in that group of people, which we've been in it for a few years.
You're talking about 30, like,
but it's why, like a... If we were footballers, we would now be looking to, like, towards
since
the end of
the career. Since when have you wanted to go on X Factor? I didn't
and
know
since
that.
When
no, I don't want to go on X Factor.
That was a dream of yours.
I don't want to go on X Factor. I'm just saying that would be it. Or if we died now, they would be like, oh.
You want to go on Britain's Got Talent?
I don't know.
What would be your skill?
You'd be great on I'm a Celebrity.
Being a celebrity.
Yeah,
I'd be really good at being
that's your
a
only, skill.
That was his calling. That's when he decided his calling.
I knew when I was growing up that I was going to be a celebrity.
I'm going to be famous.
That's all you've ever dreamed of, isn't it?
No, it's not what
to be as famous as you can.
No,
it's not. You going on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
We should probably address those rumours, actually, because there's a lot of talk about the fact that apparently I'm going on I'm a Celebrity. Firstly, can we just
you're
talk...
not famous enough.
He's
why are you laughing?
Now.
That's
He's
so arrogant. That's so arrogant.
No, there's been a lot of things in the press about the rumours of who's going into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I haven't read any.
I haven't, but people keep telling me.
I have.
You've read a few. People keep telling me things.
I've read a lot.
And supposedly I'm going to be one of the guests going in, or one of the cast going into the jungle. Now, I can all let you know.
Drum roll.
You're finally coming out.
I haven't told you this, Al.
Is that a joke?
I'm not going in the jungle. Oh my gosh, you freaked out for a second.
I would be so angry if you told me that.
On a podcast.
On a podcast. I would literally storm out
would
and take
you?
A train back to London. You wouldn't hear from me for like a month.
Really? Mm-hmm. You won't hear you for a month?
Yeah.
A whole month? No, I'm not doing I'm
well,
accepting.
He'd be in the jungle.
Not that
so
I have anything against him going
him
on
either.
It. I don't have anything against him going on it at all. I would have something against him not giving me a heads up.
No, I'm not going into the jungle. No, I'm not at all. But it's now becoming...
Would you ever go on it?
Yeah.
You don't... No.
You 100% would.
I don't even know
how you would, like,
Let's ask Elle, what would be my reason to go on the jungle?
Two reasons.
Okay.
The first one is all the attention you get because you're on TV.
Yeah.
And the second one is the money if you win.
No, it's not. First, you don't get money if you,
you
win.
Do.
No,
you do.
You get money
just to go in. You don't win it.
You do get money when you win.
Yeah, you get a bonus.
He really wants to go on.
You don't get a bonus. You get paid. You get paid. It's like he talks
with her.
Yeah, he's been asking lots of questions.
Look, I'm not going into the jungle.
Am I right with my...
No, I would do it for an experience.
No, the experience of being in a jungle and eating getting fucking spiders.
Okay, but so now you can answer this question. You may not be going to the jungle, but did you meet with the people from the jungle?
No, I never met with them either.
So how do you know so much about it?
Because he's kissed Georgia Tarfalo. Is that her name?
Yeah, but that's not how I know about the jungle.
But she's been on it, so you've been quite close to her and she's told you about it?
If that doesn't mean I know about it, baby, no, that's not...
Well, hasn't she told you about how it works?
I've had a meeting in the past, when I had a meeting about 4 years ago, 3 years ago about it, but I just don't, you know what, I don't know if I... Would you do it? You've been in the jungle, so you could
you
do
have?
It.
Yeah, but not... I
no, not on the show, right?
He wasn't paid to be there. He paid to be there.
Yeah. Invested a lot of money to be...
In the West African jungle.
Yeah, it was,
Do you think you'd do it?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think out of all of those sorts of shows, it's probably the least negative. Like, I think it's kind of, there's a sort of positive vibe to it. Like, people aren't like Big Brother or something like that, I would never do, because it's always, there's a sort of, a sort of vindictiveness of the producers. So I don't know if I would do that, but I do. I would never say never.
Hang on, stop what you're doing, because we've got a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, back to the podcast.
If you were on this reality show, Eloise...
I would have to have a reason, like, why am I going in there? What am I trying to promote?
Okay, and let's talk about this. If you went on these reality shows, right, and it was being filmed, and you found a guy there, or Francis, like, was you went with Katie, and you found a girl, okay, in the jungle or wherever it was, and you were with them, and you really fell hard for them, would you end up having sex with them in the jungle?
No, it would be quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, but would you do it? Would you do it?
No, because they don't even even properly clean.
Wait, would I be dating you?
You'd be dating them, yeah. It's all on camera, everyone can see.
No, I know, but would I be dating you outside?
Yeah, you're not cheating on me.
Not cheating on you.
No.
Then, I would never do such a thing on camera. I think it's the tackiest thing someone could do, and I think it's just a joke.
Yeah. Would you ever have sex with Jamie on camera?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, yes.
He would love to.
Yeah, but blink and you'll miss it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it would fit into an Instagram story.
Because he's such a fast dancer. It would be like a boomerang.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, okay, fine. Let's just, going back to, like, what our 30s are and things like that, and that kind of stuff. Now also, if we died, it would be like,
Why do you keep talking about death?
I'm just saying that this
is... He's 30 now. It's on his mind.
No, when you turn 30, it's like, it's not like now. They're like, he died so young. It'd be like, he had a good innings.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like. Looking back,
30, I mean, 30 is still pretty young.
It's super young.
I know it's still young.
Like, you're nowhere near to, like, starting getting married.
It's
like,
just more the fact that when I was, like, 18 years old or 17 years old, and I used to look at people who were 30, I used to go, God, they weren't married and had kids and owned, like, the world. I was like, what have they done with their life? And now you put things into perspective because you're actually there and you realise that actually all these things aren't quite what you thought, right?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Well, I just think that, like, you... Life isn't as... Isn't... How do I say? Life isn't... Life doesn't always lead the blueprint that you think it's going to lead.
And also, there's this unrealistic expectation of people that, like, everyone, you know, everyone who's successful did it when they're in their 20s. Like, that's not the case. Like,
no.
a lot of people, like Jeff Bezos, for example, the richest man in the world, like, didn't make, like, make money until his, like, mid to late 30s.
Yeah, my dad made his first big money at 30.
Yeah.
27.
Yeah, well, no, so, obviously.
No, they're close to 30.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but but that's the thing. Like, people make you know, people make a success of their lives sometimes late. And actually, there's that Japanese proverb that, like, the greatest men are successful
later.
The great men are successful later in life.
I also think the timing is just false, and there's
no
time
exactly.
to, you know, like, you know, some
so
women
just don't
get
beat yourself
so,
up
yeah,
about it, mate. You haven't made a success
what
in your life
yet. You're
doing
it this time is the right thing for you, and what someone may be doing at the same age as you is the right time for them to do it. We're all on our own path.
And it's all relative. Like, you know, you may not be, like, a really successful guy. And
it's okay, you know, you're a C-class.
Hey, look, I don't care. I don't think about it that
but,
much.
But, like, you know, relative to someone else.
I don't think about it that much. Okay, thinking about more about our 30s, right? What do you look back on now and realise that you've learned and changed from your 20s till now? So what in your 20s do you think was important?
Well, I actually, that goes back to what I was saying. Like, when I was in my early 20s, I was very eager to, like, go out and like, I was impatient. I just wanted to go out and do it, and, like, you know, and, you know, have a sort of overnight success and all of that. But now I've realized that actually the real gains you make in life are slowly and incrementally, and then you're, like, ready for, you know, that overnight success, you know, later in the day. So I think it's, I think I would be less impatient. If I could tell a 20-year-old today who maybe wants to go out and be an entrepreneur or whatever, just be patient, work hard and be patient.
I'm not patient.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, when you're young, you're not, I think, because of everything. People in society today, particularly with the way that we can access whatever we want
online.
We want everything now, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's
you want instant pleasure.
I need someone to remind me that.
I remind that you your whole time, Al. The thing,
I'll call you more.
What you have, though, is that you, there's some things that you worry about or you think about or you freak out about, yeah?
Yeah.
That when you get older, you'll be like, why the fuck was I even worrying about those things?
Probably.
There are some things that, yeah.
Are you talking about the guy you had sex with in a beige suit?
Yeah, that kind of worries me, Jamie, because, you know.
What, the guy? I did not have sex with the guy in a beige suit. Let's just get that very clear.
I think it's very cool if you did.
I didn't have sex with the guy in a beige suit.
In LA?
No, I didn't.
What was his name?
I didn't have sex with anyone in a beige suit.
What kind of suit was he wearing then?
I didn't fucking have sex with...
Was it a bathing suit?
Oh, I wish. No.
We all know you do.
Was it pyjamas?
No, but there is this
thing. Pyjamas are kind of like a beige suit. Kind of like a little suit.
Those clear underpants.
Yeah. Does anyone wear pyjamas anymore?
Yes, I do.
Eloise, you do not wear pyjamas?
Yes, I do.
What pyjamas do you wear?
I wear these Victoria's Secret silky ones.
When?
With her other boyfriend.
With my other boyfriend.
You do?
Well, I either sleep naked if I'm like, yeah, just, yeah. Or
just I'll, what?
Just like comfy. But if I don't feel comfy and if I feel cold and it's just like not nice, then I wear pyjamas.
I've never seen you wear pyjamas.
That's because I've always been comfy, because in bed you like just cuddle me, so it's comfy.
I find the concept of getting dressed to go to bed like completely
bizarre. What about the concept of getting undressed to take a shit, Francis?
Well, I don't know. That seems completely natural to me.
Look, this is a bonus episode, so we got to also mention the fact that we are on tour, okay? We are on tour. At the moment, it is my birthday, and we are sitting in Corby Theatre.
Just look, Jamie, what I want to say to you is, on your 30th birthday, don't beat yourself up, all right? Like, no one expected, you know, great
things. You
should
be a great, amazing guy. No. You've already done great stuff.
No.
We're in Corby, for God's sake.
We're in Corby Theatre.
You know, we're in Corby, and, like, Corby is just the beginning. Corby's just the tip of the iceberg.
Look how you're like,
it's all downhill from here.
We are... We are in Corby. I had to do the something called Fighting Talk, which is a radio show and a podcast. I had to do that, and I went on, and they said, "Oh, Jamie, what are you doing for your birthday?" And I went, "Oh, I'm in Corby." And they went, "What?" And I went, "I'm in Corby." And they went, "What?" And I went, "I'm in Corby." And they went, "Where's that?" And I went, "It's north somewhere. I didn't know where it was. Turns out it's an hour away from London. But I tell you what,
I thought it was like way up north.
So did I, but it's
I
not.
I thought it was a long train journey.
I was saying today, like, so I was like, oh, I'm doing a show in Corby, and they were like, oh, where's that? And I was like, to be honest, if you asked me to point at it on a map, I wouldn't be able to do it. I didn't know where it. In my head, I don't know where it is. But we're here. We made it.
There's like McDonald's next door, and like a lot of food everywhere. Kind of looks like Brighton, I think.
Yeah.
This looks nothing like Brighton.
I think it does.
Eloise, it looks. When have you ever been to Brighton?
A year ago.
When did you go? Where did you go in Brighton?
Do you really want to know? Yeah. I went for my second year anniversary with my ex-boyfriend to Brighton.
Sick to Brighton. Yeah. Where did you stay, in a hotel?
No, we didn't stay there. We went for the day. We drove. Because he had his driving license.
Brighton's Jamie's turf.
I know. We met some of your friends.
He's making a joke. Brighton's.
I know. It's the capital of gay people.
I don't think it's the capital of gay people. I don't think that's quite right. It's not the capital of gay people. It's the capital. It's the gay capital of the UK.
No, it's the gay
isn't
capital.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said it's the capital of gays. Which I don't think is politically or anything.
Oh, but saying the capital of gay people in Britain.
No, it's the gay capital of Britain.
The gay capital, not the capital of gays.
Yeah, it's not where if you're
it's
gay.
It's not Mecca for gays.
Yeah, it's not where a lot of gay people
Jerusalem
say, oh.
Jerusalem for gays.
Yeah, it's we are, you know, we are not here to offend anyone who is.
Look,
who
like
is gay
half of my family is like gay, so I'm not.
Who?
One of my best friends is gay. Like, I have no problems. I'm French, for God's sakes. Yeah, no.
No, listen, I'm not saying. I just found it funny that you called Brighton the capital of gays. That's the funniest thing about it. When in fact, it's the gay capital of the UK. But we are on tour, Francis.
Well, you'd know.
You know, we're going to do a podcast about finishing tour and all the things about that. What has been so far your favourite and worst moment of touring?
My favourite moment of touring, I think maybe it was Edinburgh.
That was fun.
Edinburgh was really fun.
Yeah, that was great.
And then it's not over yet, so I feel like there's still.
Yeah, what's your lowest moment so far?
My lowest moment.
Because the thing about
I know.
Oh, do you know what my lowest moment is? Was when we went for breakfast in Southport. And there was that horrible.
And you had that coffee.
They'd serving this lukewarm, watered-down coffee. And I was like, this coffee is terrible.
We did. What about when these drunk ladies were screaming? You told me that was.
That was kind of funny.
That was in Liverpool.
You told me that was annoying.
They were having a full-on conversation in the front row. And we looked at them and said, and they said, oh, they went, oh, you don't know what hecklers are, in their Scottish accent. And I said,
from Liverpool?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Scottish. Steve Gerrard, there's a hecklers. And they went, oh, you don't know what heckling is. And I said, you're not.
Heckling?
Heckling.
Heckling, right. Can you just say it in your normal way?
Yeah, they said, you don't know what heckling is. And I said, you're not heckling, you're just having a conversation in the front row. And Francis turned to them and said, he went, you know how you're meant to do this? We're meant to say something, you're meant to laugh, and then we're meant to say something more. We're not meant to have a full-on conversation with each other. But what is
I
that?
I would have just turned to them and be like, shut up.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can, it's fucking rude.
No, but if you do that, then it puts the whole audience on edge. And like, it's like getting angry at.
No, but you can do it in a really sly way where you can say shut up and be a bit funny about it, but they get the point. Kind of like you did with that really old rag that was screaming in the middle of the audience one time when I came to.
An old rag?
Yeah, she was annoying.
Who?
She's like, show us your penis, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Did Francis show his penis?
No. But she was just very rude. And everyone actually in the audience was like, can she shut up? She's ruining it.
But also, in what we had in Southport is that it's, for all of our listeners, it's Southport is just above Liverpool. It's about...
And it's not, it's to the west of Liverpool.
It's above, above and to the west.
Yeah.
And...
Thanks, Jamie.
And it's a seaside town, and it's basically...
It used to be, like, a real seaside destination.
In the 80s, apparently, yeah.
No, like, I think earlier, yeah.
Or the 70s.
17th century.
Yeah, it used to be a real place to go.
No, I think it was like in the sort of 30s.
But it has now more care homes than anything else. There's a lot of care homes there because the average age is about 70 years old.
Is that where you'd like me to put you when you're older?
I would freaking hate to go into a care home. I would hate it more than anything to go into a care home. Okay. Would you enjoy going into a care home?
I don't think anyone like wants
aware.
To go to the...
But also at that point, I don't think they're quite aware.
Yeah, they are. Some people are super aware they're in their care home. They know.
Yeah, it's just because they need care. They're not all senile.
Yeah.
My grandfather is in a care home. Is that what it's called? A care home?
Yeah.
But they treat him really badly.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not funny. I don't even know why I'm laughing. But he's got... I don't know why I'm laughing. I get nervous laughs. But, like, we came to see him. So wasn't shaved. He hadn't eaten properly. Like, he was sitting on his own on a chair. These people are, like, horrible. It's like prison. It's really bad. So if you're going to, like, take care of people like that in care homes, make sure you do it right or don't do it at all.
I would, if Francis ever went senile, if you ever, I would love to take care of you. I would play tricks on you the whole time.
It's so annoying.
I would pretend like you're under attack. I would constantly make you do funny things.
Oh, no, it's actually not funny.
It's not funny. I'm kidding. It's not funny at all. It's really not funny.
Why are you making fun of?
I'm not.
Dementia.
You're the one not having a nervous laugh.
I'm not making fun of dementia at all. It's actually incredibly sad. And it's actually one of my biggest fears. Losing my mind is one of my...
Haven't you already lost that?
No, but it is. It's one of my huge... Going insane is one of my biggest fears in life.
But you are insane.
But actually going insane where I don't even know really what's going on or what I'm doing or I see things or hear things. That's my...
Like when you're drunk. Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. That's my biggest fear. What's your biggest fear?
To lose the people I love.
That's so sweet. And Francis, what's yours?
My biggest fear... My biggest fear. Yeah, actually not being able to, like, say goodbye to the people that I love before they...
I love you, Francis.
Oh, I love you guys.
I love you too, buddy.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Probably should leave it on that happy note there.
Happy.
Because you're a little bit of a guest, Al, you know, we do like that. And we want to say...
It's my second time on the podcast.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
And we want to say, hey, just a big shout out to all of our listeners who tune in every single week to listen to us. You guys freaking rock. Can you please email us some stories, some things you want to hear more of, what things you don't like, some comments, some all these type of things. Please email us at privatepartspodcast.
No, contact at privatepartspodcast.com.
Contact at privatepartspodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. We want to read them out. We want to get all your comments. Please leave us a review, all these kind of things. And we simply do this because hopefully every single week we entertain you. So thank you so much for being so freaking awesome. But for now, we want to give a big thank you to Now TV, streaming service, our sponsors. So thank you guys for that. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, Eloise, can you please leave our listeners with something inspirational?
Oh, I always don't. I never know. I don't know what to say. Just love one another, guys. There's not enough love out there. Especially from Jamie towards me.
See you guys in a bit. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.